senator, in a way, was a quiet leader who did what needed to be done for the right reasons. He was not politically motivated. He worked for the people of Hawaii and the people of this country out of a passion and a desire to serve. And his leadership will leave a huge hole here in the Senate.
He and the late Senator Stevens called each other brother. You got to see them working together. Can you describe what that was like for two strong men from different parties?
It was really a beautiful thing to see. And I think Alaskans were able to see some of the love that they shared when Senator Inouye came to Alaska to speak at Senator Stevens' memorial services. I will always recall a conversation that I had when I first got on the Appropriations Committee, and I needed help in advancing an issue that was important to us in Alaska, but it was very Alaska-specific, and of course there's a lot of pushback now on earmarks. But as I was explaining the issue to Senator Inouye, he stopped me in mid-course, and he said, "Are you telling me that Alaska is being treated differently than the other states?" And I said, "Well, yes, sir. That's why I'm trying to correct it." He said, "Say no more. I will help you on this, because no state, whether it's Alaska or whether it's Hawaii, no state should be treated differently, should be an outcast."
He and Senator Stevens worked on many Native issues for Alaska Natives and Native Hawaiians. Mm-hmm. Their bipartisanship certainly helped get things done. Do you see someone coming along that can maybe help in that role, working with you perhaps and with Senator Begichon on Native issues, that can kind of help reform a team such as Senator Stevens and Senator Inouye had?
Well, I would like to say that certainly there can be new relationships forged and new bonds that can help us advance common interests that help Alaskans. But I think it will be hard to replace a four-decade bond and team like Senator Stevens and Senator Inouye had. That relationship, I think, will go down in Senate history as being a remarkable friendship and relationship brought about by shared interests, but again, true love and respect for one another.
Is there a story that stands out to you about either your working relationship with Senator Inouye or the relationship between Senator Stevens and Senator Inouye that really kind of highlights what he meant to the work in the Senate?
I had another issue that I was working on. This was just several months ago. It's the emissions control area issue that is impacting Alaska and Hawaii. And I called up Senator Inouye, and I told him what my proposal was. This was right at Thanksgiving, and there was a long pause on the end of the line, and he said, "Well, you know, the White House doesn't support us on this. You know that there are some members who don't support us on this. But know that I am there to help you with this. It will be hard, but I am there to help you with this, and you have my word." And I hung up the telephone call, and I thought, okay, I've got his word that he's going to be working with us. And that was all I needed. It is truly the sign of an honorable gentleman, and Senator Inouye was that. To me, he was that to all members who he dealt with, and his loss here in the Senate is going to be felt very, very deeply.